السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah, An-Nur, the light. And we said that Imam Ghazali defines Nur as Al-Zahiru bi-Nafsihi wal-Mudhiru li-Ghayrihi, that which is apparent by itself and it makes other things apparent as well. We say Allah is the only being who was always in existence. That being or that creation that was never in existence before or will not be in existence in the future, they have no light. The true light is from that being who has always been in existence, because non-existence is darkness. So everything that has light, its light comes from Allah. Like everything on earth gets its light from the sun, but the sun gets its light from Allah. Wherever there is light, it's from Allah. Allah is the creator of the light which all the stars and the celestial bodies possess. Nothing has light in itself. Light is not intrinsic. It all comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we spoke about the light which is around the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that even if one spark of it was to come to earth, it would turn everything to ashes. And the famous verse of the Quran we concluded on, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur and the light of the heavens and the earth. Today is the final discussion in our series, Know Your Allah. We speak on the name Al-Baqi, the eternal. Because everything comes to an end, but Allah doesn't come to an end. The series has come to an end, Taraweeh will come to an end, Ramadan will come to an end, you and I will come to an end, this world will come to an end, people greater than us have come to an end, everything and everyone will come to an end. But Allah is Al-Baqi, the being whose existence has neither a beginning nor an end. He is the first without a beginning, the last without an ending. Allah is not affected by conditions. Allah is not affected by any decline. Allah's existence has no limit. Allah says in Surah Rahman, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, that whatever is on the earth will perish, that only the being of your sustainer who is full of grandeur and honor, he will remain. Everything will cease to exist in the hereafter. Everything, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, the humans, the jinns, everything will cease to exist. Only Allah will remain. Allah says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Everything will be annihilated except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best words that any poet had said was, أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ, that everything besides Allah will terminate. Everything besides Allah will terminate. So do not depend on that which is temporary and those who are temporary. Do not depend on those who cannot even keep themselves in existence. Depend on that Allah who is Al-Baqi. Allah was there for us before we were created, when we were created. Every day, every second of our lives, Allah will be there for us when we die, when we will be lowered in our graves, when we will be resurrected, when we will be entered into Jannah, inshallah. Allah is Al-Baqi. As Ramadan is leaving us, let us not become worshippers of Ramadan. Let us remain worshippers of the eternal being, and that is Allah Al-Baqi. May Allah accept the series which we did last year and this year on His glorious names, the Asma'ullah Al-Husna. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to gain His ma'rifah and His recognition through these blessed names, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.